Today with Joseph Prince.
Healing is a gift. I say healing is a gift. Amen? Say one sacrifice for sins forever. This is from the book of Hebrews. One more time. One sacrifice for sins forever. Now say one sacrifice for sickness forever. It's the same sacrifice. So healing is a gift. It's a healing grace. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, listen, and of love, and of a, everyone shout to Pastor Lawrence, sound mind. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We thank you, Father God, that regardless of what physical heritage in our genes that we have received, Lord, from our Father through the line of the first Adam, we thank you that it's no longer true for us. We thank you that every curse, every generational curse has been destroyed by the blood of Jesus. We belong to the second Adam. We thank you, Father God, that as he is, so are we in this world. I've spoken to the pastors. You know, when the Lord spoke to me during time of prayer, I spoke to Pastor Joe to talk to the pastors about the plans tonight. And we're going to pray for everyone who is sick. Okay, are you all ready? Did you love him? Say, Father, thank you for your wonderful presence. And thank you for glorifying your Son, our Lord Jesus, in our midst today. In Jesus' name, amen. To keep your lovely face ever before my eyes, this is my prayer. Make it my strong desire that in my secret heart no other love competes, no rival throne survives. And I serve only you. As you focus on the Lord right now, look around you, people. I spoke to some of the leaders today that God's going to release this year manifestations of His presence. You will see glory clouds twirling around. If you look around you right now, this place is in the midst. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. As they said, His mercy endures forever. Amen. Now, when the manifestations happen, don't be distracted. Just keep on worshiping. If it's happening during the time of worship, okay? But you will see God's presence more and more this year. Manifesting. Is your Father loving you, people? Let go of your worries and anxieties. He will take care of you. He loves you. One by one, just bring that anxious thought, that worrisome care, and just say, Lord, here, I throw it to you. Let it go, for He cares for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful presence. Okay, listen. There's a lady here, and the Lord is touching you in your back. Now, this is what you've been told by the doctor. It is somewhere in the small of your back, and there's another lady that I'll call out, but for this one, it's right in the middle of your back, slightly lower down in the middle of your back. And the doctors have said that your condition, you're feeling pain there most of the time. And the doctors have said that it is, he uses the word degenerative. That's what he has said. It's a degenerative condition. Your disc has degenerated. But tonight the Lord says, regenerated. He's going to regenerate your disc. Now, if that is you, just wave. If that is you, okay, I want some people to help me because the light is very bright on the stage here. So don't dim the lights, okay? Because they need to see me. I want you all to help me. Help me see. Okay. Is it over there? Is it a lady? There could be more than one. Usually when the Lord gives words like this. And up there, okay, praise the Lord. Does it describe you? The doctor said it's a degenerative condition. Yes? Okay. I want the pastors who are there. Can you see the person over there? Just wave. Ushers, you can help locate them. And also on the circle one. Anyone else that I miss? Anyone else? Okay. Those who are helping me to point out, there's also up there, way up there. Make sure that, yes, I see you. All right, circle one, circle two. Is there anyone? Way back there, I see your hand. I see your hand up there. Circle two up there, okay. They're about in the center here. Yes, circle one. Now, if it describes you, you're a lady, you're not a man, number one. Number two, the doctors have said it's a degenerative condition. Okay, believers who are around you are the same sex, okay. If you can, you have just been drafted into God's military. Put your hand there, okay? Put your hand there. There's a pastor on every tier, and there's a leader there. Get ready right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke that condition in the name of Jesus, and in the name of the Lord Jesus, I call forth a creative miracle of regeneration for that disc, for that condition in Jesus' name. Amen. Now start bending, start doing whatever you can do before with pain. Now do it. Do it, okay? Do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The rest of you sit down, except for those who have been prayed for. The rest of you sit down. Those of you who have been prayed for, remain standing. Now in the bend over. Move whatever you do. If you know the pain has left you, the pain is gone. Okay? I want you to do a big wave if that is you. Okay? Do a big wave and again, help me. Is the pain gone, sister? All right? Let the camera pick you up.
Daughter was telling me my L5 and S1
yes.
degenerate.
Around here, right?
That's right.
And L5 and
S1. And then today I got my neck pain very seriously.
So today?
This morning. So I told the Lord, I said, today I need to serve. So you must heal me. So when I hear you say that your neck is totally healed.
It's healed?
There's no more pain and there's my hips,
wow.
There's no more pain.
And you're back here?
No more
completely,
pain at all.
No pain at all,
no
praise
pain
the
all.
Lord. Okay, let's go to the... Is there anyone else here? Sister here? Yes? Wait for Joe. The service will last as long as Joe runs.
Yeah, I've got L4, R5, early degeneration.
Yeah.
It's been with me for years. And I just didn't want to get it scanned again so that I don't see anything worse. But I trust that the healing is complete because I'm way too young for that kind of early degeneration. So thank you, Pastor, for your prayers.
Well, praise the Lord. It's the Lord. It is the Lord. Now, there is another lady. Listen carefully. Whether this makes sense to you or not, just if it's you, you know God is talking to you. He's calling you by name and he's saying, I see your first name as Jay and then Lin. at the end. Whether it's Jolene, Jaleen, Jesslyn, I do not know. But you're very concerned about your physical condition. All right, if that is you, would you just stand to your feet wherever you are? All right, there is a wave. If you look around, if there's a person, just wave real strong and lead us around. Please wave for me to see. Your name is, the first part is J, and then the last part is Lean. All right, that's you. What's your name? Jaleen. Jacqueline. Oh, here, there's one name that I forgot. Jacqueline. No wonder I forgot. The K got me off. All right, you have a physical condition, and the Lord wants to heal you. Stand to your feet. You know what? I'll tell you something. God is my witness. That when I received the name, I saw someone in white standing up. All right? And I'm not going to call out your condition because it's something private as well. Lift up your hands to the Lord. I want to pray for you. And you're going through something that, in fact, in your heart, you are believing God for a breakthrough in this area. And right now, in Jesus' name, the glory of the Lord covers you. And I command that physical condition to go from your life in Jesus' name. And I command perfect healing in your body in Jesus' mighty name. Be healed in Jesus' name. And God is doing something in your heart. I don't know what is it, but something emotional, something private, something that means a lot to you. And it's affecting you, your heart. I'm not referring to a physical heart. I'm referring to your emotionally. And God is saying, He's turning everything around for you. He's healing your heart. Amen. Jacqueline, the Lord loves you. Amen. You may be seated. Is there another Jaleen also in white? Is there? I see hands being waved over there. Is that the one? The one that's standing in white? Okay, I saw somebody in white and the name... Okay, if you're wearing black, your name is Jesslyn or whatever, you can be seated, okay? But if you're wearing white, okay, way back there. Okay, I see that. Okay, thank you, Jesus. You have a physical condition? Yes? Help me, because I can't see her face. Yes, she has a physical condition. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you tell if I pray for you now, can you tell if you received? Or it's a condition, you must go back to the doctor. Okay, that's what I felt. I felt like it's a condition, you have to go back to the doctor, but we'll pray for you because you're going to receive it tonight. Amen? And when you receive the good news, the good report from the doctor, please let us know. Amen? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and I curse that infirmity. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose your body and let you go in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, sister, many a times when... Okay, look, and there's something for us to learn as well. Whenever you find that it's a condition like you can't tell whether your back has been healed or not, you need to go back to the doctor, usually you feel something. You feel a heat. Some people feel coldness. But you feel something. Do you feel power on you, sister? Do you feel there's something that happened to the condition?
It's in a place where I cannot feel.
And now?
I wouldn't know until I go and see a doctor.
And you know something, sister? See, all these things are private when the Lord calls out the name. And the Lord knows that there's more than one of you. And you're wearing white. And the Lord told me something private, something personal. But you know what? When you have the good news, I believe it has happened to you. Okay? You're in tears because God has called out your name. And He has called out your condition. All right? Not in entirety because it's private. But when it happens, please let us know. Okay? Healing is a gift. I say healing is a gift. Amen? Now, some of you, we go slightly deeper. And you say, but Pastor, I believe it's a gift. I've been hearing you preach all this while about grace, unmerited favor, undeserved, unearned favor. And yet, my life is a mess, Pastor. Well, listen, can I ask you a question? Are you still sin conscious in your life? Are you still sin conscious? If you are, you're actually not receiving the grace of God. Worshippers once cleansed should have had no more conscience of sins. To say that you're still sin conscious means, Jesus, you didn't do a good job. Father, you're not satisfied with his sacrifice. Because a perfect offering, the offering, if someone owes you, who must be satisfied with the payment? You, the one who is owed, right? Am I right? You don't have to ask Pastor Henry, are you satisfied? You don't have to ask Pastor Prince, are you satisfied? You ask the person that money is owed to. Has payment been made? Are you satisfied? So who is supposed to be satisfied? God, the Father. Is he satisfied? Then why not you? Why are you not satisfied? Why are you not resting in the finished work? Amen? Say, one sacrifice for sins forever. This is from the book of Hebrews. One more time. One sacrifice for sins forever. Now say, one sacrifice for sickness forever. It's the same sacrifice. So, healing is a gift. It's a healing grace. Now, I can't shake this off. It's been coming to me again and again. There are a few of you, the devil has been attacking you, and you've been feeling dizzy during the day. And now fear has entered your heart. You've been very concerned that it is something more sinister, your condition. But you've been feeling dizzy lately. During the day, you find yourself like, you know, a vertigo, dizziness. And it's an attack from an enemy, a spirit. We're going to rebuke that spirit in your life. Would you just stand? There are quite a number of you. If you stand, you'll find deliverance. Okay, just stand to your feet. You've been feeling dizzy. And you've been concerned about your condition. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Once again, Lord, glorify your Son, Jesus. Lord. Now listen, there are many conditions that you find. I did not rebuke the spirits, because sometimes it's just organic, the Lord just heals it. You rebuke the condition, but sometimes you rebuke the spirit behind it. Let me tell you this, this spirit is running loosed. It's a power of the enemy, making you feel that you are getting old. Something is wrong with you, something wrong with your brain. But I'm here to tell you, it's the work of the evil one. Amen? Don't you believe one bit. You are okay. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against this foul spirit that's been making you feel this dizziness. And I rebuke that spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I command him to loose his hold upon your life and go into the deep. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be loosed from this bondage in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. I speak a creative miracle upon your brain. If you want that, you can stand to your feet. If you want to receive, you know, revival of your memory faculties, you're afraid, yes, afraid of dementia, afraid. Why? There are so many people. Okay, might as well take advantage of it. Amen. Yeah, now Pastor Lawrence feels justified to stand up as well. He was waiting. The last time the Lord spoke to me like this was in Joel Osteen's church. A number of people stood up, and there was such an anointing. Such an anointing. This release. Now, many of you are okay. All right? You just forget things. You forget names. You know, you forget places. There's nothing wrong with you. But some of you are really afraid that you are suffering from really fears of dementia. I'm telling you, in Jesus' name, there's a spirit. It's a work of a spirit telling you that you're getting old. You're going to lose your mind. No, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, listen, and of love, and offer, offer, offer. Everyone shout to Pastor Lawrence. Sound mind. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. You're a God who lives in a timeless zone. We thank you, Father God, that regardless of what physical heritage in our genes that we have received, Lord, from our Father through the line of the first Adam, we thank you that it's no longer true for us. We thank you that every curse, every generational curse has been destroyed by the blood of Jesus. We belong to the second Adam. We thank you, Father God, that as he is, so are we in this world. So we rebuke this lie in Jesus' name. And you foul spirit lying to us, we command you now to loose us and let us go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now say this, I speak a creative miracle to my memory faculties, to all my mental faculties. I speak regeneration to my brain. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Young people, shout. Young people, shout. If you are young people, hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what Encounter Night is all about. Amen. So, I'm left with 5 minutes to preach the Word of God. We're going to read this verse, okay? Look up here from the New Living Translation, because I like this translation for this story here in 2 Kings chapter 1. And I'm going to leave you with this message. It's a very short message. I'm going to leave you with this word from God. When the messengers returned to the king, he asked them, why have you returned so soon? Now, the king here is the king of Israel, not the king of Judah. Usually, the kings of Judah are the kings that follow God. But the kings of Israel, they worship Baal. They worship idols. And this king of Israel worship idols. Okay? Baal, Ekron. So what happened is that he fell from his upper chamber to the floor, injured himself, and he sent his messengers to go ask Baal whether he will recover. And along the way, his messengers met, or rather, Elijah intercepted the messengers. And Elijah says, thus says the Lord, why is there no God in Israel that you should seek for the gods of Samaria? Say to your king, thus says the Lord, you will not come out from your bed. You will die. So the messengers came back, and let's follow the story. So the king asked, why have you returned so soon? They replied, a man came up to us and told us to go back to the king and give him this message. This is what the Lord says. Is there no God in Israel? Why are you sending men to Baal, Zebub, the god of Ekron, to ask whether you'll recover? Therefore, because you have done this, you will never leave the bed you are lying on. You will surely die. What sort of man was he? The king demanded. What did he look like? They replied, he was a hairy man. Think Pastor Matthews. And he wore a leather belt around his waist. Elijah from Tishbe, the king exclaimed. It's Elijah! He knows Elijah. Then he sent an army captain with 50 soldiers to arrest him. They found him sitting on top of a hill. The captain said to him, man of God, the king has commanded you to come down with us. Elijah replied to the captain, if I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and destroy you and your 50 men. Then fire fell from heaven and killed them all. They were fired. So the king sent another captain with 50 men. The captain said to him, man of God, the king demands that you come down at once. Elijah replied, if I'm a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and destroy you and your 50 men. And again, the fire of God fell from heaven and killed them all. Once more, the king sent a third captain with 50 men. But this time, the captain went up the hill and fell to his knees before Elijah. He pleaded with him, oh man of God, please spare my life and the lives of these, your 50 servants. That's her seed wisdom. See how the fire from heaven came down and destroyed the first two groups? But now, please, spare my life. Then the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, go down with him and don't be afraid of him. So Elijah got up and went with him to the king. Now we go to Luke chapter 9, New Testament. Jesus sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans. Same city, right? Where the king of Israel ruled from. That evil king. Same location. So Jesus entered this village of Samaria, but they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. And you know what? The Samaritans, they don't like Jerusalem. They believe they are the center where God is to be worshipped. So because Jesus looked like he was going to Jerusalem, they didn't want to welcome Jesus. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did? Now, is that true? We just read it. Elijah did it. Did Elijah do that? Yes. Question, did Elijah do that? How many groups died? Two groups of 50s, right? Whenever you read the Old Testament, you must always remember you are reading the Old Testament. There are people today who use an eye for an eye still, a tooth for a tooth. That's what Christians teach. We don't teach that. We teach love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. There are those who say that, you know, we teach slavery, we teach this, we teach that. No, they are reading from the Old Testament when people were under the curse. We're not under the Old Covenant, we're under the New Covenant. Whenever you hear preaching, whenever you hear prophecy, whenever you hear sharing, teaching, whatever it is, if it makes you feel that God's going to judge you, believer, it's not from God. It is not from God. What was Jesus' answer to the disciples? He turned when they asked, should we call fire like Elijah did? Jesus turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. Wow, they actually have a precedence. You can actually teach from the Old Testament as if it's from God. And listen, it is God. It is from God at that time. It was the thing to do at that time. There was judgment, an instant judgment many a times. But notice that today, wicked go on becoming wicked. God allows it. You know why? God is not willing that any should perish. But don't despise the long-suffering of God. It is His goodness that leads us to repentance. What is the world suffering from today? It is suffering from a lack of good news. There are Christians today who still think that God is judging. God is judging. God is judging. And invariably, it always comes out. We are losing a generation that thinks that we are all about morality. No, I believe. Listen, I believe in excellent morals, but morality is a fruit. Grace is the root. The world has not heard the grace of God. They know what we are against, what we are against, what we are against. Recently, the Barna Group, which is a group that does statistics. In 1996, they did a poll in America and they asked people whether they have a favorable opinion of Christianity. About 86% said they have a favorable impression of Christianity. 13 years forward, 2009, they polled again, and this time, only 16% of outsiders have a favorable opinion of Christianity. You know why? Because Christians preach to the sinner morals, good works, issues. Now, listen, all those things are important. And I'm here to tell you that I believe in excellent morals. Not just morals, excellent morals. Morals that are virtuous, that are heavenly, that people look at you, you testify to His glory. But that's not the sermon for the world. The world needs to hear God loves them. That God is interested in a relationship. Jesus did not confront the morals of the lady who was living in adultery in Samaria. Jesus did not confront her because she was a sinner. Jesus looked beyond her immorality to the thirst in her heart. And you know what? If we look at people outside there, instead of condemning them, oh, they are this, they are that, they are so bold about their sin, they are despising them, look at their thirst. And Jesus talked to her about her thirst. He didn't argue with her. She says, how come you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan and you're talking to me? Like we just shared just now, Jews and Samaritans have no fellowship. He ignored all that. This woman, if you knew who it was that's talking to you right now, you would ask Him and He will give you living water. There's so many issues to talk about. There are so many things in the world. Morality. Are you standing up for this? Are you standing up for that? Are you standing up for this? The world thinks of us as people who are against. They don't know what we are for. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is after relationship. And you know something? Did the lady remain immoral? I said, did the lady remain immoral? No, she became an evangelist. Right? She went to the entire city and told them about Jesus. Amen. So much so that they invited Jesus. Did Jesus force Himself into the city? No, we have forgotten the gospel. We have forgotten what's the good news. So listen. Don't you ever feel that grace is a weak message? Paul pronounced a double curse on anyone who doesn't preach grace. And I've decided a long time ago, I won't fall under that curse. I'm going to preach grace. And I think we've been doubly blessed. Amen? So listen. Your friends out there, your colleagues out there, when they start arguing with you, how come you Christians are so full of bigotry and hatred and, you know, we're all about love, they say. Why can't you Christians be more loving? They're not actually wrong. Because when they look at us, they see us fighting for issues. They go to our churches, they hear preaching against sin. Well, they should say that to Jesus when He was at the pool or at the well in Samaria. No, He came for that lady because He saw her thirst. And regardless of how much they argue with you, ignore all their argument. Can you do that? And just tell them, look, I'm just here to share with you that He quenched a thirst that I had for a long time. I never knew that He loved me so much. I don't pretend to know all the answers to your questions, but one thing I know, He loves you. And He sees your thirst. He sees your hunger for Him. And friend, I'm not here to argue with you. And I like to be your friend. I think we'll see the world responding to Jesus. So, is morality important? Yes, it is. But when you are touched by His love, you become loving. When you're touched by His grace, you become gracious. And when you fall in love with Jesus, you fall out of love with sin. We are trying to produce all this part here without the root cause. You don't get morals by preaching morals. You get morals by preaching Jesus and His love and His grace. Amen. That's what the world out there deserves to hear. What has happened to the good news? The good news is no more good news. Okay? You are in a good church. Okay, never apologize for your church. And someone tried to make you feel like your church is compromising. We are right smack dab in the middle of what God is doing in this end time revival. Amen? Thank God. Give God the praise and the glory and the honor. Amen? One last verse and we are close. Look up here at John 5 and keep this verse as a gift from me. Can you put it in your pocket somewhere? And when someone preaches or someone prophesies or someone teaches or someone come to you, advise you and all that, just compare with this verse. Look at this verse. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment. And the word judgment there is krisis, but has passed from death into life. Why do I say that? Because people are afraid of verses like Hebrews 10, where it says, if we sin willfully, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment. And people apply that to Christians. But the word judgment there is krisis also in Hebrews 10. So you cannot apply to the believer, because here it says, we believe in Jesus, you will not come into krisis. And Hebrews 10 says, when those people sin willfully, they come into a certain fearful looking for of krisis, of judgment. It's not referring to believers. It's referring to the Jews. After knowing the truth, they turned their back on Jesus and the finished work. They turned their back on grace. And that's why it says, they have done despite unto the spirit of grace. You want to talk about judgment? You want to talk about judgment to me? Some of the strongest judgments in the New Testament are on people who come against grace, or people who hinder grace. The apostle of grace pronounced a double curse, a double anathema on anyone who preaches any other gospel, any other good news than the gospel of grace. One time Paul was preaching to a man, a VIP of a city, and a sorcerer tried to stop Paul. You know, tried to interrupt. And Paul was preaching the good news to this man, and he tried to interrupt. And Paul says, the hand of the Lord be upon you. You will be blind for a season. And all of a sudden, the guy became blind for a season. And you thought there was no judgment? That's judgment. What judgment is that, Pastor Prince? There's judgment right there. No. It's a judgment that comes on people who try to stop the good news. But you know the mercy there? You shall be blind for a season. Now, I've not come to the place where I pronounce a judgment like that, but listen, God says there's a judgment on people who come against grace. I'm serious. Are you listening, people? So, thank God for grace. Thank God for undeserved favor. And we're going to bring in all the young people and pluck them out of the streets, amen? Put them in the house of God. Feed them. Amen. You know something? They will grow. Feed them well, love them, and one day the holiness will come, the beard. The maturity will come. As long as you feed them and take care of them and love them. Amen? So go out there, tell your friends. Tell your friends about what God is doing in the church. Tell your friends about Jesus loving them. Tell them that healing is a gift. Tell them that salvation is a gift. Tell them it's all paid for with their name on it. Amen. There's a gift waiting for them. Tell them Jesus loves them. Tell them it's the end times. Tell them that all the madness in the world is just confirming the word of God. Tell them that we are certainly people that are blessed. Truly blessed. And tell them, what does it profit a man? He gains the whole world, but lose his own soul. Tell them Jesus died for their souls to be saved. Jesus loved them. If they tell you to go to hell, say no problem. God has spoken. He says you are going to heaven if you accept Jesus. Amen. He loves you. Tell them that. Okay? Tell them the good news. And you say, what is this going on? Tell them, come and see. Learn these three words. Come and see. Come and see. Every service, believe God, your colleague, at least one of them will come. Believe God that one relative will come this year. Amen. Not just for the key events. Invite them. Tell them, come and see. Amen. Have you been blessed? Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Many of you have been healed, and you do not know you have been healed. But in the days to come, when you find that the symptoms are no more there, or the doctors have pronounced you with a clean bill of health, please do write to the church. Okay, many a times one testimony triggers off 5-10 testimonies. All right, 10 testimonies trigger off 50 testimonies, 50 into 1,000. That's how God wants you to be, like witnesses. We are called the power given to us is to be a witness. Amen. Lift your hands all across this place to the Lord. Let me pray for you right now in Jesus' name, that God will equip you with prophetic words, with the wisdom, the chesed wisdom, to speak to your friends, to your colleague, to a lost world, to the young people out there. Amen. That you have a charisma, you have a favor, you have an anointing. The world is crying out. The young people are crying out for Marvel superheroes, for superheroes with supernatural gifts. Hey, tell them, come and see. Tell them, come to the house of God, and you can be a hero yourself. Amen. You can rescue others. Amen. You can heal, because Jesus has sent you to heal. Freely you have received, freely give. Without price. Amen. It's a free gift. Tell them about grace. Amen. I'm praying for you right now, people, that this same anointing that came on the disciples, on the apostles, and made a Peter that was ashamed into a Peter that was bold, a persecuting Saul into a wise master builder, Saul, Paul. That same anointing will come on you, that chesed wisdom, that you'll no longer be the same man, the same woman. Amen. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, I release and I unleash upon your people right now that chesed wisdom, that spirit of wisdom. And I release right now upon every one of them. Lift your hands up. I release upon your people an anointing right now in Jesus' name to heal the sick, to drive out demons, to effect a cure in diseased bodies, even to raise the dead. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, make everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, a trophy of grace, that everyone looking at them will say, I want what he's got. I want to have what she has. I want to be where they are. I want their life. I want their life to be my life. Make them such a Christian, Father, as your word says, blessed, to be envied are these people. That people will not know us for what we are against, but know us as people of grace, people of love, people of wisdom. That in the midst of a world full of turmoil, full of uncertainties, they can come to us and find wisdom, the stability of our times. So grant your people, Lord, I pray, a fresh anointing tonight in Jesus' name. And for those who have been handicapped, immobilized, held back by lying symptoms in their bodies, those who have been held back by lying thoughts that the devil has planted in their minds, that this is not the time, this is not the day, this is not the hour. There are many things for them to do. There are things to do in work. There are things to sacrifice for family and all that. Help them realize it's when they lose their life for Jesus' sake that they will find it 100-fold. Now, in this life, 100-fold. In Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. It's on you now. Go out there and tell the lost world, Jesus loves you. Amen. God bless you. Give him the praise one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're dismissed.
The Bible tells us that Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Can you see that his heart is always to heal? In fact, he has designed a special way for you to receive his healing, health, and wholeness today.
Today, for the first time ever, receive Joseph's book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health, for your gift of any amount to the ministry. Discover the power of the Holy Communion and God's healing promises that will release life, health, and healing to you. Here are some testimonials of people who have read this book. Doctors told me it was unlikely the cancer in my breast would be gone, even with surgery. But as I partook of the Holy Communion daily, I was completely delivered from the cancer after surgery. I now partake of the Holy Communion with a greater revelation and have been healed of a painful, frozen left shoulder. We believe that you will be greatly blessed by this book too. And for a gift of $75 or more, you'll also receive the new Unlock the Healing Power of the Communion CD and DVD series. Learn how the Holy Communion is an intimate time of remembering the Lord and receiving His love afresh.
I'm praying for you and believing with you that you will experience the Lord's healing and restoration more and more. God bless you.
Request these powerful resources today. Call us toll free at 877-901-4300 or visit us at josephprince.org.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, This is my blood. This cup is the new covenant. This is the Lord's love language. The Lord says, whenever you do this in remembrance of me.
I believe that there is a corporate anointing whenever we come together to worship the Lord as the body of Christ, even online. So if you're looking to be part of a community of grace believers, join us for service every Sunday. God bless you, and I'll see you online for church this weekend.
Join our digital service every Sunday at gracerevonline.com. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.